This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. Hey!
Hey!
All right, police blotter time again.
Who did what now?
A New York man charged with drug trafficking and other crimes after authorities in Vermont discovered the equivalent of 1,400 bags of heroin hidden in his body. Fernando Estrella. Of the Bronx, pulled over by officers in St. Albans, Vermont,
bend over
for numerous motor vehicle violations. During the stop, a sniffer dog indicated the presence of drugs. No drugs were found in the vehicle. Police sought a warrant for a body search at a nearby hospital. Approximately 1,420 bags of heroin were located inside.
Good Lord. So he was a mule.
Mr. Estrella. How do you get 1,400 bags of heroin into your body?
Very carefully.
Good God.
Imagine if one of them were there burst.
Oh. Wouldn't that kill you if you had any of that stuff in there?
I'm thinking this guy was forced.
You think?
Yeah, a lot of times these people that are mules,
yeah,
they do it because somebody's told if you don't, we're gonna get to your family or whatever.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a bad movie. Oof. All right, police in Los Angeles had good luck with a robbery suspect who couldn't control himself during a lineup. Detectives asked each man in the lineup to repeat the words, "Give me all your money or I'll shoot." The man said, "That's not what I said." Bank robber in Virginia Beach, Richie.
Say that line now. I want to hear you say it.
"That's not what I said."
No, give me all your money or I'll shoot.
"Give me all your money or I'll shoot you."
Yeah, that's not convincing. I don't believe that you would shoot me.
No, I wouldn't.
Try it again. One more time.
"Give me your money or I'll shoot."
"Hey, you, give me your money or I'll shoot you."
That's better.
There you go.
See, I never would make a good criminal. Bank robber in Virginia Beach got a nasty surprise last week when a dye pack designed to mark stolen money exploded in his Fruit of the Looms. Robber apparently stuffed the loot down the front of his pants as he was running out the door of the bank. He was seen hopping and jumping around, said the police. With the explosion taking place inside his pants, they have his charred trousers as proof.
Is that an explosion in your pants, or are you just happy to see us?
All right. A man speaking frantically on the phone to the 911 operator. "My wife is pregnant, and her contractions are only 2 minutes apart." The question from the operator, "Is this her first child?" The doctor asking, "No, you idiot." The man shouted, "This is her husband." In Modesto, California, Stephen King, arrested for trying to hold up a Bank of America branch without a weapon.
Is he Stephen King?
I hope not.
Okay.
He's in Maine. As a matter of fact, one of the stations he owns in Bangor carries this program.
Hey, Steve.
King.
How you doing?
King used a thumb and a finger to simulate a gun.
All right, you guys. See, I got my finger here.
The problem is he didn't keep it in his jacket.
Oops.
Finger in his hand in his pocket. So. Okay.
Step back or I swear it'll go off. My finger's exploded here, see?
Oh, it's silly people. All right. So, Chipotle, this is food news time.
Chipotle.
Did you call it Chipotle? Why do you call it Chipotle?
Everybody called it Chipotle until they knew it was Chipotle.
Really? I always pronounced it Chipotle, and I didn't know any better. So what does that say about me? I guess it probably doesn't make any difference. Anyway, burrito been the big thing on the menu there, right?
Yes.
Now, They are announcing today what they called a better burger. As a matter of fact, they've gone to the trademark office to trademark better burger so they could go into the burger business.
Got my attention.
Better burger. Filing, which was reported by Bloomberg yesterday, suggests Chipotle is going to try to get, you know, they've been bouncing around the stock market because of the trouble they've had with, what is it, Listeria, Salmonella, one of them,
yeah,
and some of their food. So they now want to invest, they want to get people to invest in the idea of having a burger along the lines of what they do there. I don't know what that means. A burger, what would you expect from a burger in Chipotle?
I would expect fresh ingredients and probably a pretty good burger. The thing with Chipotle is...
Is it going to have that Mexican? I mean, what's the point of going to get a burger anywhere?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure you could put any of those ingredients on a guacamole on a burger. Good stuff. Salsa on a burger, sure.
Yeah.
The thing is when you go into Chipotle, you stand in the line, and they have all the ingredients there, and they kind of make your order as you walk down the line.
How Bob took me to a Chipotle once. I've never been there.
It's good stuff. It's good fresh food.
Yeah.
And they have a veggie burrito.
Right. I had the veggie when I was there.
You did.
Yeah. And I thought it was okay. I wasn't that impressed, frankly.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
It was good stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Snob.
Thank you.
Snob.
12 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now. 1-800-644-2406. You heard right. A risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-644-2406. That's 1-800-644-2406. One more time, ready? 800-644-2406.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look is waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
14 past the hour on the Good Day program. One of the things that I vowed when we started the year off was to spend more time on the program talking about you, your finances, your financial capabilities. I think there's far too little objective advice, and because this is sort of a full-service radio program, I'm happy to bring you people like Jada Grandy, who is the Senior Vice President and Community Reinvestment Act strategist at Fifth Third Bank. You know, Jada, if I may call you Jada, I don't know you, but I'm going to take a, flyer on calling you Jada, if that's okay.
Sure.
Fifth Third Bank, I always, when I first heard of them, I always had a hard time saying Fifth Third Bank. I happen to know one of the founders of the bank, and I remember telling him that once, and I said, why did you name it Fifth Third Bank? And I, you know, I don't think I got a straight answer from him. Why is it, why was it named, is it on the corner of Fifth and Third where the first office was?
Believe it or not, it actually is, but that's not where the name came from. You know, back in the day, we had two banks. banks that merged together, and one was Fifth National Bank and one was Third National Bank, and that's pretty simple of how we got the name.
All right, so there we go. Now I know the rest of the story. He didn't tell me that. So you work on the Community Reinvestment Act in Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, this sort of thing. What is the Community Reinvestment Act? Let's start there so people understand what that is.
Sure. The Community Reinvestment Act was enacted in 1977, and that encourages banks to lend, service, and invest in low to moderate income communities and meet the community credit needs of all the communities that we serve.
And so in this circumstance, should we underscore that you're trying to help people achieve the American dream? Isn't that what the federal government is trying to do to a certain extent? Some of the mortgage interest rates are down lower and you don't have to put so much money in and that kind of stuff. Is that what this is about?
No, really, what this is really about, helping Americans to achieve financial independence, and that's really what our survey was all about. We commissioned this survey to really gauge their level of financial literacy as well as their goals for financial independence. And the finding really showed us that while many Americans are generally knowledgeable about their finances, they really aren't applying the perceived understanding in their personal lives day to day.
Well, what would be an example of that? Let's talk about the respondents and what sort of people you were asking to fill out this survey, and just have a basic understanding of who the average American is that might fit into this profile.
Sure. Well, we commissioned a survey of more than 1,000 adults, and one of the first key findings was that 48% of Americans, of the respondents, considered themselves financially savvy, yet 47% continued to live paycheck to paycheck.
So, and that's, we've heard that for a long, long time, that Americans are in trouble because they live paycheck to paycheck. Does it make a difference? Some people say, I just don't make enough money to put any money in the bank. You say that's, everybody should be able to put money in the bank. Is that what you're suggesting?
What I'm suggesting is that you'd be surprised how much we can save when we just take a look at the inventory of our spending roughly for about 30 or 60 days. We can really identify opportunities where we can save, and without doing that inventory, you kind of don't know where the gaps are, where the opportunities to save for
all right.
us to actually
let's
start.
Let's take Jada Grandy, for example. If you were to look at your financial stability and well-being, when I'm guessing that you are pretty savvy when it comes to this. Did you learn something? Are you one of these people that looks at what you have and you can put aside 10% of your earnings?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I also took advantage of the opportunity to learn from Dave Ramsey, and I participated in his Foundations for Personal Finance program, where I was actually able to learn how to budget. I was able to learn how to save for emergencies, and for me, the rule of thumb for most people is to save 6 months of living expenses.
Yes. Yeah.
And personally, I saved 12.
Did you?
So I tend to be pretty prudent, because you just never know what can happen.
Well,
and so for myself, I'm pretty cautious.
You've probably seen a lot of people with horror stories. And by the way, Dave Ramsey is one of the people in this business that I have the most respect for. His program is fabulous. He's a great human being. And he does a lot of teaching, not only on the air, but in his personal appearances. So he's a good guy to get advice from or to listen to in conversation if you can get by. Cut up all the credit cards. That's the advice. So what I want to know from you is how we get more information about what people can find if they go to Fifth Third Bank, even if they haven't got one around them, they can get more information on this so they can look at themselves in the mirror and figure out how to do what you're suggesting.
Sure. People can visit 53.com/LISE, which is LISE, stands for Lives Improved Through Financial Empowerment. They can find information on all of those programs, as well as our top 10 tips for financial empowerment and tools to actually help them get started towards independence.
53.com for Fifth Third. 53.com. Jada Grandy on financial independence here. I think I'd go to that website just to see what the results were of the survey, frankly. 21 after the hour.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bedbugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Return of the year 2003, musically speaking. Next few minutes are devoted to the top five songs from this week in 2003. So, for some reason, we see this wasn't what I was expecting. I thought the Faith Hill song Cry sounded differently than this. What am I missing?
You're probably thinking of her bigger hit, Breathe.
Ow! We are a genius. That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah, it is. This one doesn't register with me at all. Does it with you?
Yeah, I remember.
Do you really?
Good stuff. Yeah. That's great.
So that's number five this week, 2003. To number four, this is Mets and Mets, Phil Collins song called Can't Stop Loving You. Wise men say only fools rush in. There's another can't stop loving you. If you look up, I bet you, in your search database, you would find there's another song called Can't Stop Loving You.
Yeah, by Elvis.
Yeah. Right. Wise men say only fools fall in. It's been covered by a lot of people, but Elvis did the best job. So this is no, Phil Collins is no Elvis.
Well, this isn't the same song either.
No, I know it is, but he's still.
Although I'd love to hear Phil Collins try to do Elvis.
Wise men say.
Accent.
All right, that's number four this week, 2003 in the focus. Number three belongs to Vanessa Carlton. This is a good song.
Big hit.
You remember this song, 1,000 Miles? This is worth a moment of our time. Crank it up.
If I could fall into the sky, do you think time went past me by? Cause you know I walk 1,000 miles by just seeing you.
Walk 1,000 miles to see you. Wow, is that romantic?
Stupid. Why would you just drive?
Maybe you don't have any money.
I mean, I like you and all, but yeah. I think I'd just rather drive.
Really? That's a good song.
You
know,
have you seen the price of gas lately?
The cars.
I might have to
actually,
walk.
Price of gas up about 30 cents from where it was lowest. Creeping back up again.
It's gotten up to $2.15.
Summer driving season, right, exactly. All right, number two this week in 2003 belonged to a lady named Christina Aguilera.
You are beautiful.
Beautiful.
world.
Big world.
Yep. As this cover, no. I thought there was Who Did You Are Beautiful. That was the.
You know, if you are so beautiful to me.
Yeah, who did that?
Is it,
yeah, that's who it is. We both have them on the tip of our tongue. Leo.
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. Yeah, Joe Cocker. Right. Definitely. Aguilera is still on the voice.
Do it too. I think Aretha did it too.
Yeah, maybe. Aretha's still on the voice. I mean, Aretha's still on the voice. Christine is still on the voice.
Not the. Yes, he's on the season.
All right, let's move ourselves into the number one position. That's a good song.
Yeah.
Deserve to be number one.
Great.
Michelle Branch singing with Carlos Santana on the guitar, doing the instrumentation for The Game of Love.
Love the tone of his guitar in this song.
People like her brought him back.
Rob Thomas brought him back.
Yeah, but then he's made some good combos.
This was his next big hit.
That's a good hit. Good song. I love that move, that sound. There's that guitar, Richie.
It's a good gig being a hired gun on guitar.
Yeah.
That's what I should have been.
Really?
Sitting here with you.
I know, it's a waste of time.
Sitting coming up with yucks every couple of seconds. I should have been a guitar god.
Right. I just see you now.
It just wasn't meant
Rich
to
McFadden, guitar god.
This song would sound a lot different with me on guitar. I was
28 after the hour on Good Day.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Seriously, no shirking or slinking away from our responsibility.
Right, we have duties here.
Yes, we do. And I'm about
important duties.
That's right. Doug Steffen here with my friend Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. The story of Sean Weatherspoon appears to be attracting some attention. He plays for the Atlanta Falcons as a linebacker. Played with the Arizona Cardinals before the Atlanta Falcons. Generated a buzz on Twitter after tweeting about his fiance, who's named Christine, finding an old game check that hadn't been cashed.
I love his story.
He posted, "My gal just found a game check. I guess moving does have its perks. I haven't found any checks anyplace.
You haven't found any checks?
No. No checks.
How about winning lottery?
Did you ever? I didn't find the check I sent you.
No, that's
you didn't
gone.
Find it.
Nobody cashed it, did they?
Gonzo.
Doug sent me a check and I lost it.
Right. I sent you another one. Don't lose the next one I sent you.
You did?
I did.
I haven't seen it yet.
He'll see it probably today. All right, so he says, "I was on my way home from working out when I received a picture of this check dated September 18th, he said. "My fiance found it in a stack of mail. I vaguely remember getting the hard copy after the week one game." So they get paid at the, they like everybody else, they have a year-long thing, or they get paid every week? How do these guys get paid?
They get paid during the season.
Just
so
the season. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, which begins in late summer when they show up at camp.
Right.
And goes all the way through to February.
So is he worried about it not being any good? If it's, I sent a check to somebody the other day that I had written in October. And the guy called me and says, "Why are you sending me this check? It's dated October." I said, "Because I owe you the money and I wrote the check in October. I forgot to send it to you." He says, "Well, I want a new check." I said, "Stop with the foolishness.
Who cares?
Put it in the bank for God's sake. Is this check any good?" And I said, "It was a lot better now than it would have been in October." So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop your whining and get it. Go to the bank and cash the damn check. Hey, that's pretty cool, though. When you move or you just are fixing, it's spring cleaning time, so a lot of people are starting to toss. I have a dumpster, and we posted the dumpster on Facebook, the Facebook account. Facebook.com/good day. And people were sending me interesting notes about how much stuff. I mean, this is a big dumpster. And I really have so much stuff that I've collected over the 38 years I've lived in this house. And the barn as well. We started the barn, but the barn is loaded with stuff. We just have a big bonfire. And I bring this up because most of you, no matter how long you have lived on this planet, have collected things that you probably don't want and certainly don't need. So when you're moving, you have the opportunity. I am looking at things that I have not looked at for 30 or 35 years. Wow. And stuff that I should have tossed out. Should is not the right word, but it would have been good had I tossed them out a long time ago. There are some very good memories. There are some stinky memories. There are things that I would rather forget. Old stuff with the IRS that, I have 1984 or something. And I found this stuff dusted up to its ears. Why'd I keep it? Why do you keep any of that stuff? Why do you keep things? Meredith asks me all the time, why do you keep that stuff? And I don't have a good reason. She says, you say the same thing, that I'm a pack rat. You say I'm a
hoarder. You're a hoarder. Yeah.
Well, it won't be, because the house I'm moving into is smaller.
Right.
And so I have one room instead of two.
That's the best thing is
for
when
an office.
You are forced to declutter your life.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. Hey, but Witherspoon is not the only time that an athlete has not cashed their checks.
Really?
Yeah. Manny Ramirez, remember him? He used to play for the Red Sox there.
Yeah.
When he was with the Cleveland Indians, they discovered he had not cashed 5 consecutive paychecks, and they had to ask him to cash them.
Really?
Yeah. What are these guys doing?
Why did he say, they got $6 or $7 million a year, so a couple of paychecks don't make any difference? Is that it?
Yes. Ricky Henderson. Remember Ricky Henderson with the Oakland A's?
Vaguely.
He got a $1 million bonus
from
the A's, and he framed it and hung
Never
it on the wall in his house.
Never cashed it.
Never cashed it until the A's came to him and said, look at our books there, and we're $1 million heavy.
Yeah.
And then he took it off the wall and cashed it.
Yeah. Well, they can get it now. You can make a copy of it and put it back on the wall.
It's kind of like a savings account, I think. Yeah. I'll just go put this over here till I need it.
Yeah. Pretty silly stuff. Well, I mean, it's maybe silly. I don't know.
First world problems. Hashtag.
Yeah. Speaking of problems, more people are killed every year in America by donkeys than are killed in plane crashes.
See, you would think that would be a third world problem.
Yes. No, in America.
Yeah.
Big problem.
How many people are killed in America by donkeys?
Food news. M&M's promising new flavors, new textures this year. The Mars Candy Company is 75 years old. One of the wealthiest families. It still is a family-owned business, kind of like U-Haul. Let's see. Think of some other businesses that are not
Procter
public.
Procter & Gamble.
Procter & Gamble is not a public company? I think it is.
No, it's sure? What's the other one then? One of those big manufacturing companies is still family-owned.
There's a guy around here whose name is Tom Flatley. He started a real estate business, has billions of dollars of real estate. He's a sole proprietor. He's not a corporation. He owns everything himself and his family. So anyway, M&M's, one of the most recognizable candies, not only here in our country, but certainly around the world. I love M&M's, frankly.
But there's only one flavor. I mean,
yeah, they all taste the same, just have different colors.
Right.
Right.
Just like Fruit Loops.
Right.
Don't buy into that.
So are they, is it new colors or new flavor? They say there are going to be new colors and new flavors and new textures and new fillings.
Stop
it. And a new package design that'll make it easier for you to eat M&M's when you're driving or on the go. So, you know, when you open them up now, they fall all over the place. Put them in your hand, and they just dribble on the floor. All over.
What a mess. Was perfection. It's going to be like the new Coke.
You think?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care? I'm not so sure about that.
Don't mess with it.
Well, I liked it best Meredith a couple of years ago had some And I would invite her, I know she's listening, to do this again because I thought it was the greatest thing. She had M&M's designed with our names on it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cute. Yeah, very cute. Yep. So anyway, M&M's started out after World War II because the military requested the Mars Candy Company to make a chocolate for the troops that would not melt in the heat of battle. You know, the old, that's what they say, melts in your mouth, not in your hands. And they designed it. I didn't know this ever.
They covered little drops of chocolate in plastic.
With a hard, well, it isn't plastic, but it's a hard coating. And it doesn't melt like other chocolates did. So that's why it's, you know, that's why they, what, 75 years, how long ago was that? It was 75 years ago. That's when they got started with this. And it was sort of like the tobacco companies got everybody hooked on tobacco. There was in the war, they give them free cigarettes. So they'd all get hooked. I mean, what a horrible. These people are just such horrible, horrible. They're not even human.
There's a rumor going around that M&M outer shells are made from the secretion of a lac beetle.
A lac beetle?
Yeah, that's...
Was it a beetle lacking?
I guess, I don't know. Lacking M&M's, I guess, after that. But apparently nothing more than corn syrup and
that's
sugar.
That's what it is. It's hardened corn syrup. Nobody's claiming M&M's are good for you. It doesn't say, eat these candies and be better at whatever, be stronger, be bigger. No, it's just they taste
apparently the Beetlejuice rumor was true, though. It used to be on the Out of Shell and Junior Mints.
Really? Junior Mints are no good. Ah, isn't it?
I love Junior Mints.
M&M's. I like the Mars brands. I love Three Musketeers, Snickers. Those are the kind of candy bars.
Whoppers. Whoppers are the best candy on the face of the planet.
Whoppers?
Yeah.
Now, there's a new kind of candy that I just started. I'm not supposed to be eating it, but I shouldn't admit that I'm doing it. But anyway, they have a it's Dove. Has a chocolate with caramel inside of it.
Very rich, yeah.
Oh, my God, are those things great. Yum. My lawyer has them in his office, and because I'm up there pretty much every day.
Wait a minute. Your lawyer serves Dove candy in the waiting room
just
of the
for
practice.
Me. Just for me. He says, these are just for you. They are. They're yummy.
I'm guessing this lawyer's not $25 an hour.
You're probably guessing about
when they're serving, right. When they're serving Dove candy.
Yes, no, not $25 an hour. 43 after the hour. Let's talk about something else that's good. Something that will give you the opportunity to have a wonderful 8-hour rest period that's called Good Night, I'm Going to Sleep.
Yeah, here, sign me up.
Ready? I'm going to sign you up for the MyPillow, Richie.
Yeah.
MyPillow is fit to you and me and everybody listening. No matter what kind of sleeper you are, if you're on your back, you're on your side, you're a big person, small person, you get the MyPillow. And it will fit you perfectly. And then when you go to sleep, you move the pillow around to find just the right place for you. This is a patented product. They've come up with the research. They've come up with the support. They've come up with the filling that doesn't, you know, you can wash this thing. You can dry it. It doesn't change. You can manipulate it, and then it springs right back.
Love it.
Yep. The fill stays put. And you will go to sleep, and you will sleep, and sleep, and sleep. So, in order to take advantage of this special opportunity, the folks who built My Pillows have invited you to call 800-874-8985 and order a pillow. Then, when you use the customer code DS, what did we decide that stood for? I think we, didn't we hook Roberta on that? I think we did.
She had no clue what it stood for.
No.
Which was the funny part.
Yes, it was. I believe it stands for Doug Steffen. Code DS800.
Brilliant.
Thank you. 874-8985. I wonder how long the marketing guys worked on that.
Yeah. Advertising genius.
800-874-8985. Well, I don't know about the advertising genius, but I know the guy, this guy, Mike Lindell, who developed the MyPillow. He is a genius.
He's everywhere.
All over the place.
You can't swing a dead cat
floating
without seeing this guy. somewhere.
Yep. 800-874-8985 to order the pillow. Use the promo code DS. You can go online if you want to mypillow.com. Either way, you get the pillow. Use the promo code DS at checkout. You get two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make that call. 800-874-8985. MyPillow, made in America. 10-year warranty. This is a no-brainer, folks. 800-874-8985. Use the code DS.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology. They will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
All right, so Richie.
So Dudley.
Apparently there's a problem in Canada.
Yeah.
They have,
besides the obvious, tell me.
Outdated polygamy laws.
Oh.
The Law Reform Commission of Canada says single people can be imprisoned for sharing living quarters with more than one person. Isn't that Three's Company? What was that show about?
Yeah, it was Three's Company.
Isn't that about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Commission reported last week in a... The report was entitled Bigamy. The report says the old polygamy law ought to be seen in the same light as adultery and should not carry a criminal penalty. However, the commission took a tough stand on bigamy says since bigamy is defined as being legally married to two or more people, at the same time it's a threat to the institution of marriage. Here we go again. You're going to play that game up in Canada? All right, DougStephan.com story, trending story today, Richie, on a new beer.
Ooh, got my attention.
What you can do, you can, this new kind of beer is something that's been made into a thicker consistency, so you can use like marmalade on your morning toast. It's like, it's beer, you know, jam.
I'm spreadable beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere phrase, but yeah. I'm not so sure I want to pour my beer on my
spreadable beans. Beer on your toast. Nah. 51 after on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Markdowns here. You got first dibs at the information that's important today. Oftentimes I find myself a day or two ahead of whatever the trend is, and then people say, well, you didn't talk about that yesterday. Well, because I talked about it the day before, and our boredom course, there's so much going on in the world. Some of it just plain silly. Some of it is serious. I find that in looking at technology, we bring in the actual electronic equipment and things that we use, and then we talk a lot about the things that people do online. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Pinterest. There's a television station in Pittsburgh, WTAE, who fired an anchor yesterday. Her name is Wendy Bell. Ms. Bell posted some comments on Facebook concerning a shooting that happened in March in Pittsburgh. Part of her post reads, "You needn't be a criminal profiler to draw a mental sketch of the killers who broke so many hearts 2 weeks ago. They were young black men, likely teens or in their early 20s. They have multiple siblings from multiple fathers, and their mothers work multiple jobs. The police haven't made any arrests yet or released any information on suspects." Well, the television and radio world in Pittsburgh went bananas on this. Here's host Robert Mangino talking to Rachel Webster, who had started a Facebook page demanding that the TV station do something about Ms. Bell.
We're interested in getting your reaction to the news today that TAE has fired Wendy Bell.
I was very surprised that when I got home, my phone started blowing up, as did my Facebook page. honestly, this was not the outcome we expected or probably would be best for the region. I think it kind of makes her martyr to some effect, and it really could have been used in a positive way to open doors to some, like, real positive racial dialogue. But, I mean, actions have consequences, and I assume that Hearst and WTAE used, like, held her to her contract and their social media policy. And just like any of us at our job, there are social media policies, mm-hmm. and if we break them, then we are at risk of losing our job.
All right, so there is a lot of social media talk about this. I'm going to read just one comment, facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day, from Laura, who said this lady's mistake was that she used her TV station Facebook page to write her post. Had she used her personal one, this would have been a different story. When you use anything that's connected to a company and where you work, you violate their ethics code, that sort of thing. This is what happens. I'm sad to see her go. I'm in suburban Pittsburgh, but you could have predicted this would come after the posting. So the warning again, danger, danger. There is no privacy anymore, and there's no freedom of speech. It just doesn't happen because everybody's recording everything and everybody's got a point of view. So if she gets kicked down the road, she got a job somewhere else in another city, but still, it seems rather sad because I don't think she meant anything bad. There's nothing bad about that. She was just stating an opinion. Okay, next, the banana peel challenge all over the internet. Ava Gordy here from What's Trending, talking about how this banana peel challenge got started.
On the bright side, we're only one step away from kids dropping anvils on other kids' heads. Teenager Jason Oakes unwittingly created a brand new trend when he tried stepping on a banana peel to see if it was slippery, like in the cartoons. Jason's video was posted on Sunday and has since been retweeted 90,000 times. And now the challenge has been attempted by dozens of other teens. So, you know, that's the thing now. So what's Jason doing with this newfound fame? Of course, he's trying to get on Ellen. Who wouldn't? Although he does seem to understand how fleeting this all is, he tweeted, "Hello to my new 500-plus followers. Why the f*** are you following me? I'm boring and just fell on a banana one time." Tammy Aquila Tate said, "Humans are getting dumber, but they make for great enterrant entertainment." You spelled internet wrong there, Tammy. She did say in her own tweet that we were getting dumber.
Yep. Here's some more proof of that. Comments, facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Scott writes, why not the read a book challenge instead of the banana peel challenge? Brittany writes, trends don't last forever, but serious injury will. Olivia writes, I laughed way too hard at the first guy's video. Thanks for testing out the banana peel theory, so I don't have to do it. Nancy writes, no worse than swallowing goldfish and some of the other ridiculous stuff people have done in the past, being challenged on the internet, and they get hurt. Oy. Media companies swooning over the possibility of posting live video to Facebook. New streaming service that Facebook is putting on called Full Screen, aimed at social media users who want to put their own, it's like YouTube on Facebook. That's basically what it is. Sounds like we need more people making the more banana peel challenges on Facebook and YouTube.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.